Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And we do have the final Coffeyville City Commission meeting of the year. And joining us, we have new interim Coffeyville City Manager Tim Wilson. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Nice to see you, James.
Hey, nice to get to meet you this morning and good to have you here in studio. So, you know, I know this is going to be your first meeting officially as a city manager, right?
It is. Not just my first meeting, my first day.
Yeah, so this is a lot of new stuff being thrown at you here. But hey, you know, while we have you and before we get into the agenda and all that good stuff, I would love just to get, you know, a little bit of background. You know, I know that you moved to Coffeyville around age 5 and you've kind of been through all the rites of passage, if you will, here in Coffeyville as Holy Name, Field Kinley, CCC. I mean, you know your way around town.
I do, very much.
Well, and that is great. So, you know, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously you went off to Washburn and college and that sort of thing, but, you know, what's a little bit of your background and what kind of led you to make it into this position?
Well, thanks, James. So, as you stated, I grew up in Coffeyville, spent most of my life here up until I left for college to Washburn University. And while I lived in Coffeyville, I started working at banks here in Coffeyville. I think Coffeyville First National Bank is where I worked here in 1979, something like that. But I then went on to start a career in banking after I left Washburn University in Kansas City. And I've been in 7 or 8 other states around the country, moving around with 2 companies I've worked for. I've worked for really 2 companies most of my career. The last company being a company owned by Berkshire Hathaway. It was a large mortgage bank. And you know, from there, I decided to come back to Montgomery County. I've got a lot of family here and wanted to retire here. And retirement didn't last long. But I was called and asked to help out in this interim position. And Coffeyville's done so much for me. I wanted to be able to give some back. And while it's an interim position, I won't just be a placeholder. We're going to get things done. So looking forward to working with the city.
Well, that is great. And, you know, I doesn't necessarily surprise me someone, you know, picking someone with a financial background like this, because, you know, we do know from this job, there is a lot of numbers that you have to look at and budgets and a lot of those inner working spreadsheets and stuff that maybe the public might not necessarily see, but, you know, trying to balance that, all that sort of thing on the city side and keep a track of projects and everything, you know, it's a big job.
It is. And I, you know, having a business banking background, but primarily running a large business, I think sets me up well to be successful in the position. And I, you know, I think you run a city like a business leader and communicate well, lead the city forward. And the city's done a lot of great things over the past several years, and we intend to keep them moving forward.
And I know you're just getting into this position, and it's going to be like drinking from a fire hose for quite a while, I would imagine. But do you have any sort of priorities, any sort of thing that you're looking forward to? Obviously, you know, some of it's just going to be keeping the boat straight and level. But anything that kind of sticks out to you from that regard?
Well, you know, population growth is a big one for me. When I left here in 1979, I believe the population was somewhere in the 16,000 range. It's now a little over 8,000. So I think, you know, we got to create a city where people want to live. And I think Coffeyville's got a lot of great things going for it. I could have retired just about anywhere, but retired back in Montgomery County because it's a great, great county to live in and Coffeyville's a great city to live in. But we've got to make it more appealing for the citizens of Coffeyville. And you know, we got to work on housing and streets and highways. And you know, there's a lot to do, but a lot of it is done very well right now. We just need to keep moving it forward.
Well, that's a good reminder. And of course, you know, a lot of small communities have that struggle of, yeah, you've had that out-migration of the kids who they grow up here and then they go somewhere else. But, you know, you also mentioned and bring up a point kind of in yourself as an example of, you know, attracting some of those people to maybe come back who maybe had a career or, you know, they're looking to slow down, that sort of thing. You know, this county could definitely be attractive from that point of view if people do want to have a little bit of a change of pace.
No, I think that's a great point. In fact, the reason I retired here is I have a number of brothers and sisters that have retired here and went off other places and went to college in Pittsburgh State or K-State or KU, and they've come back. And And I think it is it's a great spot to retire. And so I think that's a good point. And obviously, you know, I have more money today than I did when I left Coffeyville as a 20-year-old. And so it's a good retirees really help the tax base, really help the city move forward. But I think we can even do more than that. I think we got to be able to attract the kids that leave Coffeyville and go on to KU, K-State, Pittsburgh State, Washburn, or wherever. You know, we got to create opportunities for them to come back here and make a living because they truly do love the city that where they grew up.
Excellent. Well, hey, I know that we're always a little tight on time here, but I do want to go ahead and make sure we have time to go ahead and take a look at our agenda here. So let's go ahead and just take a little peek at that. If you want to run down a few items, of course, I know normal 6:30 start time and all that good stuff. But if you just want to take a little bit of a brief look at that as we do on this segment.
Okay, I will do that, James. Thank you. And again, this is my first meeting, so I'm going to be a little short
on
the details.
You're fine.
We got an appropriations ordinance that's going to be part of the consent agenda for $6 million. That's primarily tied to the electric utility. I do want to point out that we're open to comments from the public, so the public can come to the meeting personally and make any open comments they'd like. We then have a number of ordinances or resolutions. One of them is the 2023, approving the 2023 budget amendment and that includes Hillcrest, CRMC sales tax, CID sales tax, and the entire budget for $94 million. We've got a resolution for a purchase order with B&L Construction for $224,000, and that's distribution line on South Buckeye and relocation of two poles near the Vertigas River. We've got another authorization to enter into an agreement with the City of Caney. We've been meeting with the City of Caney over the past several months. I attended the last meeting. It was before I started, but I attended the meeting to get caught up. And the City of Caney's having water problems, and they're looking to Coffeyville as part of the long-term solution. We've done a stress test on the water supply at Coffeyville, and it's really a complete non-issue for us, and we're going to be able to help out one of our sister cities. So I think that's a really good thing, and I think that will continue to move forward. We have a resolution to purchase a 2024 F-150 truck for the Water Services Department. The one I think they're retiring is a 2008, and it will be passed on to another department. The resolution is for the truck is $47,000. We got a really good bid on for that, so happy on that. We've got a resolution to approve multiple project grant applications through the Kansas Water Office. These are grants that don't need to be matched, and they will help us do an evaluation of our water department. And then we got a work authorization contract with Algier Martin Associates for the Brown Street sewer line replacement, and that's to replace manholes and move some of the lines. And that's about it, James.
Okay. Well, that is going to be a good meeting tonight. You know, kind of weird to have something, you know, this close to Christmas as we kind of wrap up the year. But you know what? We're going to get all that taken care of here. And I know that you're going to have lots to do and everything in your new position. So it is definitely looking to, you know, some of those folks, I'm sure, at City Hall are going to be answering a lot of your questions here you know, you go through all of this. Have you ever done anything in actual, like city government or boards or anything like that previously?
I am currently on two boards. I'm chairman of the board for the company. I used to be CEO, and then I'm on a board of another company out of on the East Coast. So, you know, I've done a lot of board work. I've done a lot of lobbying in Congress because I was located out of D.C., but I'm not a politician, you know, and I'll tell people that up front. I'm a business leader, and we're going to operate the city like we're running a big business, which is what it is. So
sure, you know, a lot of moving parts. You know, you have the same issues that you have with a business, you know, personnel and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's really the same. You just have that extra layer with government and some of the more unique rules we have to follow. But you have to remember that, you know, a business, you know, even just like a radio station has to follow FCC and government rules.
Yeah, I'm used to it. I was in a highly regulated industry, so the compliance portion of it and the political part of it is there in any business. So
excellent. Well, you know, as we kind of wrap up here, I just wanted to give you the opportunity, you know, any thoughts that come to mind, as I know there's probably a lot going on as we get started with this this new role, but anything that you would like to share with the listeners here this morning?
Well, you know, again, Coffeyville's a great town, and I'm going to stay in this position and work hard at it until we find my replacement, which I'm going to be actively engaged in, and we're going to find somebody great. I mean, it's a great job, great place to live, and you know, my main priority is to set the city up in a place where whoever comes in and follows me will be able to be successful immediately, and I think we can get a lot done over the next several months and continue to move the city forward.
Excellent. Well, Tim Wilson, appreciate you coming on by here this morning. Great to meet you, and looking forward to chatting with you. As long as we have you here as an interim city manager, we're looking forward to it.
All right, James, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much, sir. That is interim city manager Tim Wilson here on the Mighty 690. And we have more coming up here on KGGF. 30 degrees, heading up to a high here this afternoon, right around 42.